surprising thing is that the pay has continued to go up. I mean, we've been doing this survey for quite a few years, and during the long boom years, it was became almost predictable that boardroom pay would keep rising. But you would have thought, given the enormous crisis that business faced last year, the deepest recession for a generation, that there would have been some moderation. But the big headline figure is that there was a 10% leap in salaries last year, which really quite surprised us.
Did executives compensate themselves for taking lower bonuses by hiking up their basic salaries?
Yeah, that was basically what seems to have happened. For a long time, high pay has been defended in the city through being performance linked. So lots and lots of pay is sensitive to share prices, for example. So there's a big crash in share prices last year. And those bonuses have naturally adjusted. But what's happened is that the base salary has gone up to compensate. So the overall picture is down ever so slightly. But what you've seen is some really big rises. I mean, the standout thing for me is the top 10 executives in the country actually saw their total packages, including bonuses, jump by another 10 million. They were up from, it's 170 million last year, up from 140 million in 2007. So up 30 million. And this is including bonuses in a year when share prices have collapsed. I mean, it really beggars belief.
Who's Britain's highest paid boss?
Well, the highest paid boss is a guy that not many people outside the city will have heard of, but he's a well-known figure for us. He's a guy called Bart Beck, who runs Reckitt Benckiser. I mean, not many people have even heard of the company, but it makes all sorts of very well-known household products, everything from sort of Silit Bang to all sorts of household cleaners. Anyway, he's done a very good job there. It's been a very, very profitable story at Reckitt Benckiser, but he is really in a league of his own when it comes to pay. And he's had another stonking year. He got 36.8 million in pay bonuses and perks last year.
Any sign that more women are being allowed in company boardrooms?
Well, not really, no. I mean, we look at this quite closely in the survey, and just one in 15 of boardroom seats are occupied by women. And most of these are the non-exec part-time directors. There's only 22 women who have full-time executive decisions, executive roles in the whole of the FTSE 100. So, and that figure has barely budged for several years, really. There are a few that manage to make the top of the tables, though. I mean, when they do reach the top, they certainly learn the tricks of how to kind of get as much out of the companies as possible. Cynthia Carroll, who runs the mining group Anglo American, was the highest paid woman. She took nearly 4 million home last year, and managed to sort of picked up all sorts of extras for sort of relocation and various things like that. So it's not entirely the men who are up to this.
Many of these companies were imposing pay freezes on staff and, you know, starting redundancy programs, trying to slash costs. How do directors justify paying themselves more than double the rate of inflation?
Well, I mean, this is why I think this particular survey is going to really put the cattle on the pigeons, because until now they haven't had to justify it. I mean, there've been a few kind of attempts at this sort of analysis by pay consultants, and they're very much part of the process, and they have focused until now on those share-related bonuses. So they've been saying, well, it's all been working fine because bonuses have naturally adjusted down. And it's only when we've actually kind of done the numbers and looked at base pay and looked at the overall picture as well that this has emerged. So it'd be really interesting to see how this sets the debate politically. We've already had attention turning to the banks for the way that their bonus culture has returned. But now we can look at the boardroom culture across British business, and it looks like that never went away.